May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. What do you make of miracles? Even the thought of miracle, how do you engage with it? How do you perceive it? Are you put off by that concept of miracles? Or are you drawn to engaging with that? Do you spend time praying for miracles to happen? Or come up with reasons why they won't happen? Or perhaps alternative explanations? Should we expect miracles today? Or do we think that God doesn't do miracles anymore? Well, like I said earlier, our theme this morning is the miracles of Jesus. And in the coming weeks, we'll be exploring that. And as we read through the gospel accounts, there is no shortage of miracles. One of the most striking aspects of Jesus' ministry on earth was the miracles he performed. They included miraculous healing, like the woman cured of incessant bleeding, casting out of demons, calming the storm, or raising of individuals from the dead, like Lazarus. Few years ago, during our days in Edinburgh, you know, we were having morning prayers like we do, even though more people will attend at the time. And each week, there will be a report, for most week, there will be a report about someone who has been told to get ready that he or she was going to die. The doctor has said she has 3 weeks, or she has 3 months, or she will not make it for Christmas. And often the call is, let us pray that she will make the most of the remaining days of his or her life. And one of the days, I was just troubled in my mind, and I cried out and I said, perhaps we can exercise a little faith and allow God to take the final decision. It doesn't matter how God answers it, because God will always, while we respect professionalism, but God will always have the final say. You may have seen some people, they were told they only had 3 weeks, and they lasted for three years. Some were told you only have a month, and some have lived for years, and they are still there. Why did Jesus perform miracles? He performed miracles to play. Miracles had an essential role to play in his message that the kingdom of God was at hand, as foreshadowed in the Old Testament. By doing miracles, he also demonstrated his love, his uncommon love for humanity. The miracles Jesus performed in his lifetime were also meant to prepare us for the ultimate miracle, which is the resurrection from the dead. Those who die in Christ have hope for tomorrow. So death does not have the final say. And each time I have the privilege of conducting a funeral, and I get to the cemetery or crematorium, I'll always reassure myself that there is something beyond here. Because if in this life, all our hope in Christ ends in the grave, then the gospel we preach is nothing. The small grave that people are put and covered, that is not the end. So miracle invites us to this trust in God, that our hope does not end in the grave. There is something far beyond the grave where people are. Isaiah 61 verse 1, as was read to us today, is considered messianic. And it speaks of the miraculous work of Jesus. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners. Jesus not only applied this prophecy to himself, as we find in our memory verse, Luke chapter 4, from verse 16 to 21, but also in Matthew chapter 11, as was read to us. When John the Baptist sent two of his disciples to ask him, "Are you the coming one, or do we expect another?" We are not surprised that John could ask this, because we can relate with this question when we are faced with difficulties of life, when we are sick, when we are tired, when we are betrayed, when we lose our targets. There's a tendency for us to ask the same kind of question that John asked. Where is God in all of this? Where is God in our world? Why has God forgotten us? Why have you forsaken me? We ask the same kind of question. But how did Jesus reply? Jesus said, "Go and tell John, the sick are healed, the blind they see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." In our own time and over the centuries, we've had a skepticism over miracle. It grew especially during the Enlightenment period, when it became a belief that there were laws of nature based on normal and experimentally repeatable patterns of cause and effect that could not be broken. And so since miracles are in effect suspension of these laws, for many, they thought that miracle was just an impossibility. For some, they would describe it as coincidence. But we know that with God, there's really nothing like coincidence. God is always working ahead of us. God is always working ahead of us, 20 years ahead of time. And what he does is that he prepares the way, leading us towards what he has set ahead of us. He could use doctors, he could use nurses, he could use friends, families. David Hume, the Scottish philosopher, was the one who actually advanced this view. Others questioned the account of miracles. In fact, for them, they say, we may not necessarily trust this account in the Bible. And so they questioned the credibility of the written word as we have it in the Bible. Even if we believe in miracles in biblical times, there are some Christians who also suggest that miracles ceased at the time of the apostles. And so they said, no, it doesn't happen again. In contrast, we know that miracles have been performed by other believers throughout church history. And miracles are still being performed by Jesus' followers today. Even within our own congregation here and beyond, miracles are still being performed. We should not be complacent about the miracles Jesus works in each of us who believes. Let us consider the miracles which is all around us. God's creation itself. Close consideration of the design features of the universe and of life seems to reject the possibility that what we see arises from chance. It is possible, perhaps you are here, and you may feel like you've never experienced the miracle of God at work in your life. Maybe what the whole discourse of miracles sounds very strange to you. I would like to invite you in today's service to be still and speak to God in prayers. There are wonderful opportunities in our congregation to talk with someone from the prayer team or listening group after the service. And of course, during my weekly office time on Wednesdays and Fridays, our monthly healing services are all opportunities here. And the ministry of the Breadhead are all available. Let us not be shy in acknowledging both Jesus' miracles and those of today. He is working. He's alive. He's active. Let us rather cast ourselves on Jesus' mercy, no matter what the situation of life might be. He's alive. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen.